knock you off your feet. He's a killer,
killer, killer, wow.
He's a jam man, plays the riff that sends you. He's a jam man with rhythm as his menu. Plays the licks that cats all think. He's a killer,
killer, killer,
makes no difference if you like your music hot or mellow. He's sure to knock you off your feet. He's a very peculiar fellow. He's a jam man. Night you'll find him swinging. When the joint jumps, you hear the music ringing. Better get straight, he's solid gait. He's a killer,
killer, killer.
Chinatown, my Chinatown, when the lights are low, hearts that know no other land, drifting to and fro. Dreamy, dreamy Chinatown, hair and eyes are brown, skies are bright and hearts are light in dreamy Chinatown. Chinatown, my Chinatown, when the lights are low, hearts that know no other land. Drifting to and fro on dreamy, dreamy Chinatown. Hair and eyes are brown, skies are bright and hearts are light in dreamy Chinatown.
Hello there, folks.
I'm sorry.
Welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop today. Here on WFMU Uppsala College in East Orange, New Jersey. My name's Laura Cantrell. I'm here with the old codge, Mr. Courtney Edison.
Thank you very much, Laura.
Welcome here today.
So nice to be here with you again.
It's nice to have you here.
These telephones I have to wear in my head are very uncomfortable.
You know, while Courtney's adjusting his headphone level.
I'm not accustomed to actually having to listen to what I say. I usually just talk, you know.
I know that indeed.
It's everybody else's job. That's louder. What did you do, young fella?
Folks, while we figure this out, I'll let you know.
That's better. That's it.
The Radio Thrift Shop is coming to you today. In the middle of the WFMU marathon, and we're going to be asking for money for the next 2 hours in the most pleasant of ways. And here to assist me is Courtney T. Edison.
Yes, this money is very important. We need your money to buy 78 turntables. The big trawlers need maintenance here. They're breaking down.
They need some more than elbow grease is what they need, folks.
They haven't purchased a new 78 stylus in about 15 years here. They need a new stylus. We need sleeves for the old records. And we have to buy 78 RPM collections that people in the neighborhood are selling. So we need to raise the money. Laura, of course, you can play many of these records on your show as well.
That's true indeed. So, folks, our telephone number here today, the pledge lines at WFMU, is 201-266-7911.
They said if we raise enough money, David Newman Garden will give me a regular show. That's what he said.
Is that what it is?
Yes, he said if we could raise $15,000 in the next 2 hours, he says he would give me my own show. So that shouldn't be too difficult. Remy Delbarton's out there. He said he's going to pledge $7,000, he said.
All on his own.
Well, from his bank, you know. He had a savings and loan that failed. But the government gave him a lot of money to bail him out. And he said he's going to give it to WFMU.
I can't think of a worthier cause.
So we're waiting for Remy to... Remy, if you're out there now, Remy, make that phone ring.
201-266-7911. That's our pledge line here at WFMU on the Radio Thrift Shop. I'll just let you folks know we're doing a little bit of a special program today. Because we want you to call and give us money. And this is the Thrift Shop's maiden voyage in the FMU Marathon. So remember that as you're thinking, well, should I pledge? You should. Because this is the first time we've done this here on WFMU. The line is 201-266-7911. And up next we have some favorites of Courtney T. Edison. The old codger.
By the way, on Chinatown, my Chinatown before, was that Stumpy Briggs playing fiddle?
I don't think it was Stumpy. It
sounded like Stumpy. I used to know him, you know.
That reminds me, codger, thank you. Chinatown, my Chinatown, that was Milton Brown and his musical Brownies.
Oh, of course, Milt Brown, old Milt.
Before that, we had a good friend of yours, Slim Gaylord, doing Jam Man.
Yes, Slim.
And we started it off with Charlie Christian playing with the Benny Goodman Sextet, doing the airmail special.
They said there's some prizes you can give away.
There are indeed some prizes. In fact,
these are all guaranteed 78 RPM records. Is that right, Laura?
This is the modern version of 78, which I believe is called a compact disc.
Oh, horrors.
But we have, you know, we have a few things that we're going to give away here in the first half hour of the show, and I'll let you know what they are. We have the Hank Williams Songbook, which is a collection of different artists doing songs of Hank Williams, most of them from the 50s, from the 1950s. We have a Buck Owens CD sampler from Rhino Records, and we have a set of cowboy songs called Songs of the West on CD. So those are our prizes for our, you know, we'll draw for those in the next half hour here on the Thrift Shop. But, of course, you have to call. It's 201-266-7911.
Well, I endorse all the music that you're giving away. I just don't endorse the format.
That's right.
I will convert these to 78 RPM for those of you who only have Victrolas. I promise.
That's right.
I have a special system that will convert a compact disc to a 78. It's the newest modern technology. It's amazing. I invented it. It works. I've done it.
Courtney, I didn't know. I should have guessed that you were an inventor as
yes,
well.
Yes, it's a matter. Did you know, back in the 30s, back in the big one, the Depression, you know, I had an invention. I needed to raise some money. I took a matchstick and a lot of lint and put in some glue and put it on the end of the matchstick, and I invented the Q-tip.
There you go.
Matter of fact.
You know, I think you've told me that story before, actually.
This is a true. Somebody stole the patent. I had the patent. It was in my living room. I came home one day, and it was gone. Somebody stole it. And next thing I know, this Johnson guy, Johnson and his brother, Johnson, they're making these Q-tips. And I said, wait a minute, I invented that thing. But, you know, I tried to take him to court, but they could afford more expensive attorneys than me. So I got the shaft.
Well, you may have gotten the shaft, but, old codger, you've just earned the nickname Courtney Q-Tip Edison.
Courtney Q. Edison, that's right. Well, I feel like we're getting the shaft from the listeners right now. They're not making the phone calls to support the station.
You know, perhaps that's because they don't know our phone number, which I'm going to say one more time, 201-266-7911.
Rummy, Red, I know you're out there. Please, don't let me down.
That's right. Ring up. We're waiting.
Everyone who calls will get... I have a prize list, my own. I got some prizes.
Oh, you do?
I found these in my house. I brought them down and gave them to David Newman Garden. So everybody who calls will get a little plastic rain bonnet. We have not a box of them. We have the ballpoint pens that say message imprinting 678-2005. And then I have the balloons. Many balloons with the logos of failed businesses.
There you go.
You can give these away if you want them.
They're going to be quite a draw, I'm sure, for the radio thrift shop.
See,
there you go.
Those little plastic rain bonnets make the phones light up every time. 201-266-7911 to call. You can talk to the codger if you want. I'll take your pledge personally.
That's right.
If anybody insists on that.
The codger is working that invention called the telephone. And well, I'm working the turntable here.
I invented back dialing, too, you know. It's a new phone system. You can dial back to any time in history through back dialing. It's very expensive, though, the procedure and the phone bill. But if you use back dialing, you can call Ukulele Ike. You can call Sophie Tucker on the phone. They will answer.
Or you can call the codger.
Or you can call the codger right now. 201-266-7911.
Okay, here we go on the Radio Thrift Shop with the Denning Sisters.
Thank you. your country music. Honey, do you love me? Huh? Honey, do you love me? Huh? Do you want to marry? Got no time to tarry. Honey, do you love me? Huh? Quit your hesitating. I'm tired of waiting. Honey, do you love me?
Honey, won't you hold me tight? Honey, won't you hold me tight? That old moon above was just made for love. Honey, won't you hold me tight? Start your turtle loving and need a little loving. Honey, won't you hold me tight?
Honey, do you love me? Huh? Honey, do you love me? Huh? Do you want to marry? Got no time to tarry. Honey, do you love me? Huh? Quit your hesitating. I'm tired of waiting. Honey, do you love me?
Birthday is gone. The gold rush is over. So stake out your claim now, some of the gal. I've wined you and dined you till my money is gone. But the gold rush is over and the bumps rush is on.
Been so long. Tell me, Corina, where you been so long? Ain't had no loving since you've been gone. Come on home, Corina.
There we have it, folks. Corine Corina from Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. One of the favorites of the old codger.
Sure, I like Bob Wills. He's great.
Folks, we're in the middle of our WFMU marathon program today. The pledge line is 201-266-7911. And as always, WFMU has some really good reasons to ask for your support. At this time of year, I know that those of you who've listened to FMU for a while know that we've had some struggles with the FCC. Not exactly with the FCC, but concerning them. And those have been resolved. So this is a joyous radio thrift shop and marathon for WFMU. But we have new burdens as well. And those involve moving our transmitter.
But I thought you were talking about me for a second.
Codger, honey, you're an old burden, not a new one. I have to say that.
Thank you. That's the sweetest thing you ever said to me. That's wonderful. 201-266-7911.
Exactly. I want to set that straight. 201-266-7911. The phones are kind of slow, and we'd like to hear them jingle jangle.
Remember, I got a phone call from Philip Rachelson from New York. He says he couldn't pass up the offer of the balloons. So, you know, I've been listening to the marathon, and people say, we're going to sweeten the pot. You know
right.
That means add more prizes to the incentives that people make people call. I found some more things at my home that I will bring down and give to the listeners who pledge. We have window envelopes. You can always use window envelopes. I've got some of them. Then I have lots of these little packets of ketchup and duck sauce, artificial sweetener, soy sauce, sugar, you name. I got the little packets. Lots of them I can provide people who pledge.
Those are very useful.
And this is great. I have spare sleeves. There was an abandoned garment factory near my home, and I went in one day and got all these sleeves. They're short sleeves, long sleeves, various different kinds of fabric, too.
I thought you meant record sleeves, Irwin. Courtney?
Who's Irwin? Is he that guy that's on Wednesday? People tell me I look like him.
You know, you could be his uncle or grandfather,
right.
Or even
You're
his great grandfather.
You're terribly confused. So anybody wants a spare sleeve, we got plenty of them, dozens of them. You just ask, tell the phone slave when you call, you want Courtney's sleeves, the codger's sleeves, and I'll give you the sleeves, I promise. So just call 201-266-7911. This is very tragic right now because the phones are not ringing. Rummy Delbarton, where the hell are you? He's probably lying in a pool of his own vomit right now. I know what he did what he does on Friday night, you know. He's absolutely shameful. And he's spending money on them young women, you know. Spend it on the radio station that supports the old codger. And Red Butler, where the hell are you? Stumpy Briggs, come on, you're still alive out there, I know. Practicing your fiddle. Call up and make a pledge.
That's right. You know, FMU also has its own little stockpile to sweeten the pot with. And we have, in addition to the prizes that we're going to draw for that I mentioned earlier, we have a CD of the great Lady Empress of the Blues, Bessie Smith. We have, Get With It by Junior Brown, we're going to be giving away. We have Rig Rock Truck Stop.
What's that?
It's a collection of the vinyl singles of Diesel Only compiled on CD. Some good trucking music. We also have some posters to give away. A little later in the show, we have Loretta Lynn and Hank Williams on the poster. So these are the things that that we'll be giving away here to people who do call in and pledge their money to 201-266-7911 here on the Radio Thrift Shop.
You know, we also have this Outfit Your Band prize package. Apparently, if the band pledge $91.10 in the name of the band, we will give them, the winner of the drawing for the Outfit Your Band would get a tuba, a string bass, a washboard, a fiddle and bow, and a cowbell.
Wow.
And, in addition, rehearsal space at the back room at Deadbeat Dick's Lounge in Brooklyn for 2 weeks. That's the Outfit Your Band. If you pledge $91.10, that's a very generous prize.
That is a generous prize for some generous pledges.
Don't
what
know,
about the other?
You know how much a tuba's worth? Tuba alone could set you back quite a bit, you know.
I'm sure. And then the lessons, you got to pay for those.
Sure. We'll teach you how to use it, too, if you don't know how.
Well, folks, that pledge line is 201-266-7911. Before we go back to music, I'm just going to let you know, in a few short minutes, we're going to be having the Airwaves Archives here on the Radio Thrift Shop. We have a special Airwaves Archives featuring Hank Williams in one segment and Billy Joe Spears in another. So that's going to be a good one.
We got a pledge here, by the way, from Sherry Whitmarsh. She's in New York. All the people are calling up from New York. I don't know where my buddies are who live in Nutley and Belleville. In East Orange, but we're getting the phone calls from New York. It's very good.
Well, thank you, New York.
And they know that as long as you play great music, as long as you don't play the Stone Temple Maggots or something. Just play the great old music.
This is a promise from the Radio Thrift Shop that until I find one in a thrift shop, I won't play it on the air.
Oh, we're making the phones ring now.
There we go.
Maybe one of them is Red or Rummy.
Red or Rummy, we're waiting for
Stumpy.
You.
Stumpy Briggs, come on, Stumpy.
Stumpy, if you don't know the number.
Stumpy, wake up, come on.
It's 201.
Stumpy, come out of your coma.
266-7911.
Stumpy sleeps in a coffin, you know. It's okay. Very strange.
Okay, folks, here's one about alcohol here on the Radio Thrift Shop. This is the tequila rag.
I could usually hit myself right.
Baby, maybe it's got another baby. on the Pullman line. You did your stuff, so get yourself another home. I said it long enough, so pack your little trunk and roam. I used to love you once, but you took and made a fool out of me. Oh, when I get home, I'm gonna change this old lock and key. Take off that suit I bought you. Give me that hat and that red vest too. Take off my watch. Give me my ring. I want them shoes and everything. You just got to be the lady's queen. Well, let them squeeze you in your BVD. If you say much, I'll shoot them all. I'll shoot them all if I hear you call. Cause when I get home, I'm gonna change my lock and key. When you get home, you'll find a place where home used to be. And if I don't change my mind, another thing you will find, that your baby maybe's got another baby just as good in time. You cheated on me, and that's the thing that made me so. I'll change that key, I'll get myself another dough. As far as my concern, you're a gypsy, you're homeless as a flea. Cause when I get home, I'm gonna change my lock and key. Believe me.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Yes, thank you. Everybody who's been pleasured.
From the Radio Thrift Shop.
There's a lot of phone
calls. To the Radio Thrift Shop.
We got the Chris Weber from Andover, New Jersey. And Chris. It's one of those androgynous names, you know, Chris. It's like Terry. Someone's name is Terry. You don't know what their gender is. So, Chris, whoever you are, whatever your gender is, we appreciate the pledge very much. From Andover, what? He or she is a beautiful person.
Beautiful person.
A beautiful soul.
Inside and out.
Then,
thank you.
Leon Cuervo called. What? Yeah, yes, that's what they say anyway. He made a pledge. Wants to know where he can buy 78 RPM turntables. Well, you can go to Yesterday's Books and Records in Montclair. Speak to Jack there, he'll tell you. Go to the old-time music scene in Boonton. Or maybe yard sales, you know. Look, read your obituary pages. And when you see old people die, you go to their homes and ask to buy their 78 collections and their old Vic trawlers. Because they probably had them in the attic. They weren't using them, so they're probably in good shape, okay? Then we got Gary. This Gary Thompson fella keeps calling. He won't leave us alone. He keeps giving us money. I don't know.
Thank you.
I'm trying
Thank
to hang
you.
Up on him, and he just calls back again, you know, with more money. He's in Colonia. And John Petru from Chuckasana, great town with a great name, out there in New Jersey, God, would it be a very big pledge. This man wants to see hear more 78s on the radio. Thank you, John.
We do, too. And that's part of the purpose of the Radio Thrift Shop is to have that 78 RPM broadcast to you. Folks, our pledge line is 201-266-7911.
By the way, John wins the Buck Owens collection. Then Gary gets the Songs of the West. And Leon Cuervo, he wins the Hank Williams songbook.
Great.
Thank you very much, you people. We love you very much. So, we have the new prizes. Complete Bessie Smith Recordings, Volume 3. Bessie, of course, great Empress of the Blues. She's wonderful. And as I mentioned, if you win it in the CD format, the codger will convert it to 78 RPM records for you if you want. I can do that with the technology that I have.
It's a special offer only from the Radio Thrift Shop.
Then the Rig Rock Truck Stop from Disc Diesel Only or something. Then to Get With It, Junior Brown, and to sweeten the pot, I have, from my own collection, from Codger's home, from my bunker on Springdale Avenue, I have plastic spoons and knives I'll be willing to send you, and chewing gum. And then I have many, whoever wants them, entry blanks for the Publisher's Clearinghouse sweepstakes. You just ask for these things from the volunteers on the phone.
That's right.
When you call 201-266-7911 to pledge to the Radio Thrift Shop.
There we go. Now, folks, we just heard from Miss Bessie Smith, and that was from the CD that we gave, that we're giving away now. It's from Volume 3 of her complete recordings on compact disc. The phone line is 201-266-7911. And we've got some folks who are here to answer the phone, and they're waiting for your call. We heard from Bessie Smith a number called Lock and Key. She's one of my favorites, the Empress of the Blues. And these CDs are, the particular one we're giving away has 19 tracks. Imagine that. That's a bargain for your donation to WFMU. A good cause and 19 tracks of Bessie Smith.
You know, if I could just draw upon my abundant sexual charisma to entice the ladies out there, the younger women, 45, 50 years old, out there to call. Courtney, the cashier will personally take your pledge, and I will sweet talk you. I will whisper and flirt with you on the phone. If you're a younger woman, 45, 50, 55, you just call right now. 201-266. Oh, that could be one right now. 266-7911.
That's right. You know, nobody can sweet talk.
Hear from those younger women.
Like Courtney T. That's 201-266-7911. Coming up next, folks, is the...
Yeah, that's my Aunt Gertrude. What? Aunt Gertrude's calling up with a pledge. Gertrude, you're not that young.
Thank you, Gertrude. Thank you.
Pack up all this rubbish and throw it in the garbage can. And when the sanitation man comes by, I'll give him a helping hand. I'm gonna walk and talk down the road back to Mama's house. Cause that funny farm is full of girls that's too late finding out. And if I ever speak your name again, I'll wash my dirty mouth. I'm gonna walk.
Hey, Billy Joe, is it true that you were a secretary before you went into the singing business?
That was my bag, Hal. I secretaried the, I won't mention the name, Burlap Bag Company of Beaumont.
Well, now, why aren't you going to mention their name?
Well, if your boss chased you around the desk all day and wouldn't leave you alone, you'd up and quit and never mention the name again, too, wouldn't you?
Well, I think it all depends, Billy Joe.
On what?
On how pretty my boss was.
So I looked for another job, and I asked this man if he had a girl Friday, and he told me yes, but his Tuesday evenings were still open.
Well, I'm sure glad you were such a good failure at secretarying, because the Navy needs pretty gals to sing to the guys hosing down the deck and smoking up the galley.
Do you think they'd care about hearing my first hit song, which tells a story of a girl secretary who quits her job in order to get away from the clutches of her boss, and as she leaves, she says... Mr. Walker, it's all over.
Well, sure they'd care. Any tune that's number one on the national charts is number one with us.
I left Garden City, Kansas with a ticket and a yen to see New York. I type 80 words a minute, so your corporation let me go to work. I fetch paper clips. You dodged your domineering wife. Mr. Walker, it's all over. I don't like the New York secretary's life. In this building there's a crowd of guys with old familiar thoughts upon their minds. And that's a lot of hands are reaching out to grab the things that I consider mine. Mr. Walker, it's all over. I don't like the New York secretary's life. Well, there's a flat in Greenwich Village that I took because the subway wasn't far. secretary's life. Your sweetheart and personnel said I should give her written notice like the rest. So I wrote goodbye with my brightest lipstick right across her big expensive desk.
Folks, there's the life story of Billy Joel.
One more time, here's one called The Race Is On. I feel tears welling up, calling deep inside like my heart from a big break. Stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, I may never shake. You might say that I was taking it hard when she wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that'll hide the sorrow. Let me break right down and fall. Well, the race is on, and here comes right up the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. They're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. Rudolph's grant for another sake. The race is on, and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all. Surely love never once suspecting what the final reason would be. I live in fear of waking up each morning, finding that you're gone from me. Aching and painful heart for the day, the one that I hated to face. Somebody new came up to win her, and I wound up second place. But now the race is on, and here come right up the backstretch. Thank you, we'll see you in a little bit.
There we have some George Jones. The race is on. And the race is on for WFMU. That is the truth. We're racing for telephone calls and for pledges of your support, your financial support, that is, of WFMU, which in the next year is going to have to move its transmitter site, which is going to be very intensely costly.
Yes, we have to move it to Baltimore. But it will expand the radius of the station immensely.
It will indeed.
We'll finally be reaching people in the nation's capital.
No, actually, this is a great thing to ask for money for. Instead of having to defend ourselves against the people who would rather us not be broadcasting at all, we're asking for money in order to move our transmitter so that more of you can hear us clearly without any obstruction of static. The phone number to call is 201-266-7911.
Yes, your pledge goes to help make WFMU scumbag free. Also, it will help rid us. We can sweep them out the door once and for all the scumbags who hang around here that are only here because you're looking for a handout.
That's right.
Well, none of that's true, actually. I'm sorry.
Corny, what are you talking about?
Sometimes, you know, these things just come out of my mouth, you know. I just want to say it's important people pledge to FMU, whatever the reason. Of course, there are many good reasons to pledge to WFMU. We have to bring Roy Smek down to the studios. He's out there in Brooklyn. We want to bring Roy down here. We need money to do that. Then we need the new disposal system for the 78 RPM Big Band 78s. We have to get rid of them. That costs a lot of money. And then they have to send a codger to San Diego for the big collectors convention that's coming up in May. So these are all very costly,
but worthwhile,
but very important financial things for the station. So help us with the economy here. 201-266-7911. We know we gave the prizes away before. We gave to Bessie Smith, to Valerie from Brooklyn, and to Mark and Barbara from West Orange. They get the diesel only collection. And then Jim Reif from Bayonne gets the Junior Brown.
So there we go.
Congratulations to all of those people. They pledged their money to FMU, and they have been rewarded. And they're all getting, of course, they're also going to get the window envelopes and the chewing gum and the balloons and the little plastic rain bonnets from the codger.
Bottle caps and pieces of string.
If they want the grab bag, they have to ask for it. So far, no one has asked for the grab bag, which has bottle caps and little bits of string. I'm going to sweeten the pot even again. Laura, these are prizes from the codger's own home. Special only on this show. Call up the Radio Thrift Shop and make a pledge. 201-266-7911. We will give you handles. That's right, handles. I've got some drawers, kettles, doorknobs, more. Any kind of handle, I've got plenty of them. You just specify which handle you want, make a pledge, and you'll get your handle. And we have linoleum tiles. Hard to say that. Linoleum tiles in various colors. I found these in the closet in the basement, and I'd be more than happy to share these linoleum tiles with the listeners. They're very practical. I know you can make little stamps. You know, you cut them out, the linoleum tiles, and you press them in the ink, and you make an impression.
You know, that reminds me, Codger, that we do have actually a linoleum print, also from the Hat Show print that...
See, it works. Yeah, I knew that.
That gave us the handbill of Hank Williams' last show that he never performed. We have a poster of Miss Loretta Lynn, which is a linoleum cut of a vintage print of her.
Yes, it's
that makes any sense.
It's the last show she performed before she went down in the plane, right?
You know, I think you're thinking of Patsy Cline. But no,
you're probably right, yeah.
This is Loretta Lynn, and she's alive and well. She put out a record this year, and maybe we'll hear a little bit of that one later. Or maybe we'll hear some of her old records. But Loretta Lynn, it's a great picture of her from the early 60s. She's got great hair in it. That's often my judge of whether the picture of a country female star is good or not. If they've got good hair.
Absolutely. So important.
It's so important. The pledge line is 201-266-7911. You know, we just heard on the Radio Thrift Shop George Jones live down there in Texas in a dance hall in the 1960s, The Race Is On. And then we heard two from Billy Joe Spears with Pete Drake and the Mavericks. Mr. Walker, It's All Over. And I play that for all the ladies and gentlemen out there who have crummy jobs. Because I have a crummy job. And this is the good part of my job, the Radio Thrift Shop. Mr. Walker, It's All Over. And we heard Walk and Talk a While, those by Billy Joe Spears.
Well, we got some pledges, too.
Great. Let's hear.
This Gary fellow, he keeps calling us with more money. He called us again. Gary from Colonia. He won't leave us alone.
Colonia, New Jersey.
He loves us. He's reaching out over the phone and putting his arms around WFMU and saying, here, have some more cash. Then Mark E. Batista from New York called in with a pledge. Thank you very much, Mark.
Thank you.
You have a good pledge. You have a very fine well-rounded zip code there, and we can appreciate that. And there's a pledge coming in right now. The rest of you, I know you hate the concert, you don't want to hear me. Now's the time to go to the telephone and dial 201-266-7911. Make a pledge to the WFMU Fundraising Marathon.
You know, in the spirit of the Radio Thrift Shop, we're going to go now to hear some words from Buck Owens. And you all think about it while you're calling us, 201-266-7911. And listen to what Buck has to tell you.
Called Pledge to Country Music, and it's by Buck Owens, and it goes, and I ran ads on this in all the magazines, and it says, I shall sing no song that is not a country song. I shall make no record that is not a country record. I refuse to be known as anything but a country singer. I'm proud to be associated with country music. Country music and country music fans have made me what I am today, and I shall not forget it.
I got the hungers for your love, and I'm waiting in your welfare line. Well, I ain't got nothing but the shirt on my back and an old two-button suit. I walked out of my job about a week ago, and now I'm sleeping in a telephone booth. But I'm gonna be the richest guy around the day you say you're mine. I got to for your love, and I'm waiting in your welfare line. Well, when I first saw you, babe, you nearly made me wreck my old 49 Cadillac. I knew at a glance that it was you for me. Yeah, I had to have your love by heck. I'm gonna follow you, baby, wherever you go. I got nothing to lose but my time. I got to hungers for your love, and I'm waiting in your welfare line. Well, you made me the top dog on your hill, and I was overjoyed. But it didn't take long till the thrill was gone. I joined the ranks of the unemployed. Now I'm right back where that I started from, but that ain't gonna change my mind. I got to hungers for your love, and I'm waiting in your welfare line. Yeah, I'm waiting in your welfare line. Give me a handout, I'm waiting in your welfare line.
Mr. Jones, I'd like to speak to you for a moment if you don't mind. I love your daughter, and your daughter, she wanna be mine. Yeah, Mrs. Jones, please be seated. I know what's running through your mind. I love your daughter, and your daughter, she wanna be mine. Yeah, I work in a shoe store on Main Street and make about $50 every week. But I work hard and get a raise if you just let me have a fire always. Mr. Jones, don't get excited, cause we've already made up our mind. I love your daughter, and your daughter, she wanna be mine. Diamond ring. I'll buy her a cottage, a car, and a boat. If you'll be kind enough to
get along. Won't we, Dad? I love your daughter and your daughter, she wanna be mine. Get along, won't we, Dad? I love your daughter and your daughter, she wanna be
is wrong, you need to wine Big Ben. Honey, that's not wine you smell, that's aftershave for men.
Would you run that by me one more time?
Run that by me one more time to make sure that I heard you right. I hope you don't expect me to believe that lie.
I might be crazy, but I ain't dumb, and I know a lie when I hear one.
Would you run that by me one more time?
Happened to the money I gave you to pay the rent? The rent is overdue and we ain't got one red cent.
Well, I put it in the cookie jar that day you brought it home, and one day when I come back from town I looked and I'll be dog if that money wasn't gone.
Would you run that by me one more time?
Run that by me one more time to make sure that I heard you right. I hope you don't expect me to believe that lie.
I might be crazy, but I ain't dumb, and I know a lie when I hear one.
Would you run that by me one more time?
You keep cranking that aftershave, it's gonna kill you if I'm lucky.
You spent that money, didn't you?
I didn't spend
I ought
that
to
money.
Box your jaws.
Oh, you'd hit your mama before you hit me.
Would you,
just
you run that
talk
by me
and
one
hear your
more
head
time?
Roar.
Run that by me one more time.
I don't
time,
want to run that I'll by you one more time.
Shut your mouth.
I don't have to. You ain't my boss.
Come on here, girls, and hear my song. I'll tell you my troubles as I step along. I'm a high gear daddy, and there's nothing I won't do. I'm a two-time papa. When you leave me at home, I'll call another mama on the telephone. I'm a high-gear daddy that's never been made blue.
Thank you. Thank you. The old codger thanks you.
You know, this Mark fellow who pledged before, we did a drawing, and he gets the Hank Williams reproduction, the original handbill poster for Mark. Thank you.
Congratulations, Mark. Thanks for calling.
And this other Mark.
Only people named Mark.
Pledging this. So Mark E. Batista is the winner of the Carter Family CD.
Congratulations.
We're going to shoot that
Thanks
dog.
Thanks for your support.
Somebody give that dog some poisoned meat.
You know, Miss Carrie and Jeff are sitting idle here. 201-266-7911. They're both lovely folks, and they'd love to talk to you on the telephone.
Well, you know, it's a beautiful day out there. I'm sure everybody's off playing volleyball at the beach. So that's why they're not making the phone calls.
It is a beautiful day.
You know those people that listen to the Jesus program in the morning, and then they take their keg of beer and go off to the beach in their dune buggies. And that's why they're not listening to the radio thrift shop today to pledge the money.
That's all right. We don't have to compete with the dune buggy set. It's all right.
But
no hard feelings.
Nevertheless, those people who pledged during this program, we will take care of you.
That's right.
We will offer you a health care and a pension. Anybody who calls up and makes a pledge, you'll be set for life. We promise you, right?
That's a solemn promise.
Plus,
from Courtney T.
That's not all we're going to give you. direct from the Courtney T. Edison collection, we're going to give you chalk. That's right. I have little pieces of chalk that I found in my house and brought down here. We have that. We also have phone books from Essex County from the years 1974 through 1989. You can have your choice, any of those phone books, and assorted caps from felt tip markers, which I have, which are very important. You know, you leave those caps off, the felt tips dry up. But I have the caps that you need, and I'll be happy to share them with anybody who calls up and pledges. 201-266-7911.
For all the caps, folks, we need your pledge. You know, we just heard in our last set here on the Radio Thrift Shop, Webb Pierce, High Gear Daddy, which I'm dedicating formally to my co-host today, Mr. Courtney Q-Tip Edison. Before that, we heard Porter and Dolly, Won't You Run That By Me One More Time. We heard our Heartaches Meet Mr. Blues by Loretta Lynn. We heard Mr. Jones by Conway Twitty. That goes out to Barry Feldman. And we heard Buck Owens, Waiting in Your Welfare Line. My name is Laura Cantrell. This is the Radio Thrift Shop.
And I'm Courtney T. Edison.
Courtney T. Edison is here with me today. You know, I'm just going to depart for a moment from asking for money and tell people that if they want to go see some good music tonight in Manhattan, they can go to one of two places. This is my two recommendations for the evening. A great band called Flat Old World is playing at the Mercury Lounge, which is down there on Houston Street and Avenue A, the Mercury Lounge. It's a new joint, and Flat Old World is going to play there. Also, playing this evening, we have an extravaganza at Brownies on Avenue A and 11th Street. The Dashboard Saviors from Athens, Georgia. The Blood Oranges from up here in the Northeast. Courtney and Western, one of those great diesel-only acts. The Cinders and Papas Fritas at Brownies this evening. So if you're looking for something to do, it's going to be a lovely night as it is a lovely day. Remember to pledge first, and then go out and enjoy yourself this evening. 201-266-7911. You know, folks, we're just going to go now to some of the newer music from around this area and parts southern. From the CD we gave away earlier, Rig Rock Truck Stop, we're going to hear Mr. Will Rigby.
We have other prizes to give away, by the way.
That's right, we do.
In the last half hour of the program, the Essential Roy A. Cup. Oh, I can't tell you how great this collection is, even if
it is great.
Even if it is on the cursed CD format.
You know, it has some pretty obscure Roy Acuff on there, like playing with accordions and all kinds of different instrumentation. It's a great CD.
Then the Luce Lucinda Williams. Who?
Oh, you mean that Grammy award-winning Lucinda Williams?
Lucinda Williams.
There you go.
Yeah, I heard her one day. She's not bad, you know. She could have made it in the old days. She was that good, I thought. She had a very soulful sounding voice.
I think you're right.
She didn't hit all the notes right. That's always a good. But no, she's not perfect. Nobody is. Well, except me.
Except Courtney Q-Tip.
I'm the perfect fool. So you call up 201-266-7911. You will be in the grand drawing for the Passionate Kisses compact disc from Lucinda Williams and the Roy Acuff collection, which I will transfer to 78 RPM for you if you want it.
Did you give away Loretta Lynn already?
No.
The Loretta Lynn poster we have?
No.
So also, folks,
I'm keeping it for myself.
Well,
nobody wanted it.
It's that good.
They all called up and said, no, we don't want the Loretta Lynn poster.
Shame. Well, call up anyway. 201-266-7911. Here we go with something from that Rig Rock Truck Stop.
I dreamed of Ricky Skaggs. Ricky went to Israel. Ricky Skaggs went to Jerusalem to worship at the well. While praying at the temple, Ricky Skaggs was taken in. Kidnapped by terrorists, he played his mandolin. Were they angels or terrorists? Were they Arabs or Israelites? Were they settlers or refugees? Ask Ricky Skaggs tonight. Ricky Skaggs went to Egypt to the temple at Zaytun. Too late to see the lady, but he prayed before the tomb. He studied the lost gospel of Thomas long forgot, and he came home to the good old USA. And he preached of what he learned both night and day, and he gave his time to light the other's way. Well, were they angels or terrorists? Were they Arabs or Israelites? Were they settlers or refugees? Ask Ricky Skaggs tonight. Ricky Skaggs held a revival across this weary land. He held it up in Michigan and down in Alabama. He answered all the questions about his revelation, and with his big old healing hands he caused quite a sensation. Were they angels or terrorists? Were they Arabs or Israelites? Were they settlers or refugees? Ask Ricky Skaggs tonight.
Is the codger there?
I think he's here somewhere. He's in the bathroom.
Folks, I'd just like to thank the pledges that just came in here during Ricky Skaggs tonight and Barents Whitfield.
I was exposed. What'd
you say?
You
okay, Codge?
You're talking to me.
I'm saying, who called us, Codger?
Well, we got many phone calls. You know, they all wanted the caps for the felt tip pens. That seemed to be a big incentive for many people. Wait till you hear what I have next. But we want to thank Pauline Keefe from Brooklyn, New York, for the nice pledge. Dave Gessling from Hoboken. He says, Saturday, WFMU is the best. Unless Courtney's not on, then it's not quite as good. But he likes it very much. He says, you are terrific. Then Ben Friedman, probably another one of Mr. Ken's relatives, called up with the pledge. And Roddy Lagerfield IV from Montclair called up to up his repledge or something.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
So anybody who calls up and pledges in the last 15 minutes, if you want the codger from his own home, I have for you back issues of the One Ad Press. Okay, I bundled them.
Oh, that's a big
with
one.
A piece of string. And it's a sort of a variety pack from many different years. And then I have twist ties. You know, those little things for the baggies. In many different sizes. We can have them in different colors, too.
Oh, those are very useful items as well.
Yes. Then, if you'd
I mean,
like...
that, the combination of that and the Roy Acuff CD, I'd be calling.
That's not all. Wait, listen to this. We
sorry.
Have cocktail napkins from Pip's Lounge.
Pip's Lounge.
That's over on Brook 3. Got a bunch of them. And matchbooks from Marino's Diner. This is collectible stuff, you know. You
very
can't get this stuff anymore. Marino's closed down in 1953. These are very old matchbooks, but they're still light. I use them myself to light my cigars every so often. So, anyway, from the codger, from me to you, for calling 201-266-7911 to make a pledge to WFMU.
Well, folks, like I said, thank you for calling up. We really do appreciate the folks who've supported the thrift shop today. We just heard from the new CD, Cowboy Mambo, Barrence Whitfield with Tom Russell. We heard the Billy Joe Shaver song, Black Rose. And I just want to remind you folks, Billy Joe Shaver playing this Thursday at Tramps in his new band with his son. It's called Shaver. And the world famous Blue Jays are opening up. That's this Thursday at Tramps. That was Cowboy Mambo, Barrence Whitfield doing Black Rose. Before that, Ricky Skaggs Tonight from Rig Rock Truck Stop. Written and performed by Mr. Will Rigby. There we go.
You know, Laura.
Yep.
Ken told me a little secret.
Which
Ken is the station manager here.
Yes.
I always wonder where they got these volunteers because they look funny. You know? He says they have a whole closet full of tiny little people. Live up in the attic here on the radio station. It's a permanent volunteer staff. They wear tights and little hats with the tassels and the little bells on their slippers. They prance around. And they come out and they volunteer. They sweep the driveway. They shovel the snow.
Shovel the snow.
Answer the phones and put the records back in the wall for all the disc jockeys here. This is remarkable.
It is remarkable.
What a discovery. And we don't pay them.
Not a thing. Not a thing at all.
Let's hope they don't get organized.
The pledge line is 201-266-7911. And elves, Carrie and Jeff, are waiting to take your call here on the Radio Thrift Shop. You know, we're going to go next. This is the essence of the Radio Thrift Shop. We're going to play a song from a record produced by my Aunt Nancy. There we go. There's a phone call for Aunt Nancy. This is a band from Athens, Georgia called the Warblers. And these are a couple of ladies and some gentlemen. They sing real nice and they do a good song called Dolly Didja. So here we go on the Radio Thrift Shop with Dolly Didja. And remember our pledge line, 201-266-7911.
Crying and I feel like dying and I don't know what I'm gonna do, 'cause all my friends are working and I'm lying here hurting. I got nobody to tell my troubles to. Well, I've been here before and I made it all right, and I know I'll probably be here again. records on and listen to my sisters tell me about the troubles with men. Tell me, Dolly, did you die when your lover said goodbye? Loretta, was it better with him gone? Emmy Lou, tell me, who did you turn to? Did you find a little comfort in a song? Patsy, were you crazy when your sweet dream baby up and put his walking shoes on? Tell me, Dolly, did you die when your lover said goodbye? Loretta, was it better with him gone? Now I'm sitting in the kitchen just hoping and wishing that you'd come walking back in with that funky old bathrobe and nothing else on, but maybe just a little old grin. Well, you know what they say, that was yesterday and you can never go back again. So I'll flip those records over and listen to my sisters tell me about the troubles with men. Tell me, Dolly, did you die when your lover said goodbye? Loretta, was it better with him gone? Emmy Lou, tell me, who did you turn to? Did you find a little comfort in a song? Were you crazy when your sweet dream baby up and put his walking shoes on? Tell me, Dolly, did you die when your lover said goodbye? The better was the better with him gone. Goodbye, Loretta, was it better with him?